Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Carol Francis Talk Radio Show. Let's make life happen together with authors, scientists, researchers, both inside the box and outside the box of understanding so that you can live a life full of your success, curiosity, enjoyment, happiness, and richness of life in every respect. Let's go beyond our limits, and let's help others go beyond their limits as well. Welcome.
As drugs and alcohol are rampantly very, very accessible to people, there are individuals, in fact, probably most individuals, that will find themselves actually having some difficulty with the impact that drugs and alcohol have in their life. There are a few that use these substances as a servant to them, a healthy, helpful servant. That means it's used to help them. But there are many that get caught in the trap where they become the slaves to these substances. So we want to be able to work with those of you who say, you know, I have got to get out of this very deep ditch I have dug for myself. And since your body and your mind and your neurology and your biochemistry and your habits and your family system are going to be organized around the habit, the addiction, it does take some definite assistance and work. And so Roseanne Rook, hello. You are a CADC, a clinical addiction specialist, and you're going to help us move out of whatever the traps are that addictions might have walked us into. So welcome to the show, Roseanne. Tell us a little bit about who you are and why you are the expert on this topic.
Thanks, Carol. Yes, I've been in the field 24 years and started with, like you said, actual drugs and alcohol and working specifically with that. Since I started to work with so many different people over the years, I started to realize, and I think this is important too, is the emerge of what we call process addictions, but it's the behaviors that also happen. And realize that you had talked about the recovery from this, is if this isn't identified, any other of these addictive patterns, they really need to be addressed for full recovery. Now, okay. With that, coming to this particular facility had absolutely what the actually, I want to say it's a gift to work with eating disorders and self-harm, sex addiction, because when we're working with these addictions, it goes back to just we talk pretty much about acting out behaviors.
Okay. Now, you know, Roseanne, I know you don't know this, but you're using a lot of lingo that for the professional is completely comfortable. But for people who this is new to, you use the word identified and you use the, you know, processed addictions and,
okay.
and so forth. And so
yeah.
You can explain that in real life terms. What's it like to be completely immersed and attached to all the addictive process that begins to own you and destroy your relationships in life?
Right. It's actually like you used slave, and that's actually what it is. I explain it as your brain actually being hijacked. So to think of something so intense that your life is totally altered, you don't know what to do with your life, people around you don't know what to do with you. So when I mention the word a process addiction, basically what happens are people can find themselves in many addictive behaviors as far as like it could be sex, work, just the relationships that they're in, gambling, spending, and technology. So that's the term of identifying, because people become enslaved to all of that. And another lot, you had kind of mentioned it too, is I'd like to say it's a solution to a problem that becomes the problem.
Okay,
so you
well,
started out, it makes sense. In the beginning, you said that it's a helpful thing. It's for a while, it could be something positive. And I think if you look at it, it makes sense that that was a solution at one point, and now it's the problem.
Okay. Now, I know that addictions, Roseanne, have many layers of involvement. It involves biochemistry changes of your brain, your serotonin, your dopamine, your good feel type hormones that impact the structure of your brain. I want to get a little technical right here because I want individuals to know that no matter what form of addiction they have, there is an involvement of your biology in your brain. And then we're going to go to the deeper ones in terms of the emotional issues. So Do you want to address that for a moment so people can say, wow, I really have to work with my body on this?
Sure, sure. And it does come from the actual, whether it's genetic, but definitely with the neuro part of the brain, what they all have in common is the same factor, the dopamine, the excitement, the feel good fast. And we all want to feel good, right? Everybody, and if something feels good, we want to do it again. When your brain tells you this is good, I like this, your brain, everybody's, will want to do it again. We need that because you need to know if I'm thirsty or hungry, or that's how we have sex. So on the natural level, we will do that. What starts to happen with the brain that overdoes the dopamine in that respect, we get it and it drops. People get this and it's above and beyond, and when it drops really low. So the answer is, I want to feel that again. And then after a long time, the brain itself actually rewires. So everything that starts to come through the brain is very different than a normal person would engage in that same activity. The fact is, we know how to stop and say, oh, there's consequences here. If I do this, this has to stop. When somebody's brain starts to change, it doesn't have any of that. It's kind of like on a one-way street. It's kind of like the paths might slip, and all they do is keep going to the negative behavior because for them, it solves a problem, the emotional things you talked about. It makes that stuff go away. It makes them the person they want to be. Carol? Hello? Hello?